I called you yesterday.
I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, my phone was out. They come calling me today to doing a check. I said, well, I'm not canceling my appointment until I know my phone is working for sure. I said, I'm only home on the weekend, and it hadn't been working for the past 3 weekends, so look at your records. Yeah, you're right, ma'am. I was like, yep, not canceling until I know for sure. But I checked all my plugs, and I just unplugged my other phone and the one I had in the kitchen. Because I remember when we had Time Warner once before, and when we unplugged that phone, we didn't have no more problems. So it didn't bother us when we had the other cable service.
I shipped you a box. It should come either tomorrow or Tuesday.
Tomorrow or Tuesday? Okay. All right. I have Toya come by and check. I think she's going to work Tuesday. Okay. We got Mom coming in. Okay. Let me go ahead and click us on first. It's not letting us. You got us on hold or mute or something?
I'm tapping. I caught myself pushing in like I'm.
You've been online.
Huh?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi.
Hi, Daddy Verna.
How you doing, Miss Simmons?
Good. And our whole conversation online. Was it clean?
Yeah, what?
Angela and I was talking, waiting for everybody to join in, and I thought we was on mute, but we wasn't.
I'm going to tell you, you're starting 30 seconds. I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, I saw it when it hit the air.
Okay. So y'all doing all right?
Doing pretty good.
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening. How you doing?
We're doing good.
Great.
Good evening, Mr. Brian.
Hello, it's me and Daniel.
You and Daniel? Okay, Auntie Betty, are you by yourself?
Yes.
Okay, tell Uncle Nuni he welcome back anytime.
Okay. I'm feeling too well tonight.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to lift him up in prayer. Okay, good evening.
Hello.
Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Okay.
What's the noise? That's a radio.
Thank you. Okay, who are we waiting on? Doug and, Bruce and Keisha? Is that it?
Keisha may not come
today. Anybody talk to Bruce today?
No, I haven't.
Angela, can you text him?
Sure.
Because I think he's the only one.
Yeah, I went to church with him this morning.
Okay, here it goes. Here he is.
Okay.
Bruce?
Bruce and Candace.
Good evening, Bruce. Welcome back, Candace.
All right. Glad to have you back.
We miss you.
Hi.
Okay, I guess we can go ahead and get started with our program tonight. Angela, you want to do roll call?
I can. We have Mom, Mr. Varner, yourself, Loretta, myself, Auntie Betty, Brian, Daniel, Auntie Carrie, Bruce, and Candace.
And LaToya. Okay, good evening, everyone. Tonight we have the Encourage Group, and we'll be speaking on God Promises on Feel Dejected. And so if everyone would bow their head for the opening prayer and the blessing of the prayer line. Oh God, listen to us. Hear our prayer for wherever we are, so far away to the ends of the earth. We will cry to you for help. When our heart is faint and overwhelmed, lead us to the mighty towering rock of safety. For you are our refuge, a high tower where our enemies can never reach us. We shall live forever in your tabernacle to be safe beneath the shelters of your wings. For you have heard our vow, O God, to praise you every day, and you have given us the blessing you reserve for those who reference your name. You would give us added years of life, as rich and full as those of many generations, all packed into one. And we shall live before the Lord forever. O God, send your loving kindness and truth to God, and watch over us. And we will praise your name continually and fulfilling our vows of praises for you each day. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you remove any demonic spirit away from our prayer service tonight. In Jesus' name, we ask that you allow us to hear your words being shared with us on Feeling Dejected, and allow us to be doers of your words. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Reading came from Psalm 51. Okay, tonight you're listening to the group Be Encouraged. The group consists of May, Hubert, LaToya, Candace, Brian, and myself. We hope to share with you something that you can use daily. Tonight's topic is on God's promises on when feel dejected. And the definition of dejected, meaning being in low spirit and depressed. And we pray that we'll be speaking out of the six books in reference to the topic tonight. And we hope that it can help you and uplift you in your everyday life. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's see, we have some. Someone else joining in. Good evening. Good evening.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Auntie this is Lucky Dot. Dot.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, first we have Mom coming to us out of Psalms.
Okay, I'm reading Psalms 130. I'm at the depth of my pride unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice, and let thy ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thy Lord showest marked iniquity, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul does wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul wait for the Lord more than they that watches for the morning. I say, more than they that watches for the morning. Let build your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is pleasant redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquity. That I read to Psalm 130 on the whole 8 verses. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, before I move on to the next one, Candace, would you care to do Matthew after Isaiah? Are you prepared to do a reading tonight?
Okay.
Okay, first I'm going to go with Brian, and then I'll come back to you. I just wanted to clear that up. Okay, Brian will be coming to us out of Isaiah.
Hello, everybody. I'm reading Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, now we will have Candace coming to us out of Matthew. It's Matthew 11. 28 through 30.
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your soul. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, next we have Mom coming to us out of Romans.
Romans
8. 26 through 27.
Okay. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes it intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he's making intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, then we have Brian coming to us out of Hebrews.
Okay, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, and it reads, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And in my book, as little reading, saying Jesus understands his struggle. The Bible calls Jesus the high priest, who, because he became a man, is able to understand completely all of our personal sins and problems. no matter what you struggle or sensation is, how embarrassing it may be, Jesus has had to face it too. As a man, and when he died on the cross, Jesus has total identification with your problem. No matter what they are, you have to experience those sensations, and he has to experience those sensations himself. Although he did not give in to sin, he wants to give you to the same overcoming power to resist sin and be more than a conqueror. See Romans 8:37. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, next we have LaToya coming to us out of James.
I'll be reading from James 4, chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. And when you draw close to God, God will draw close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and let your hearts be filled with God alone to make them pure and true to him. Let there be tears for the wrong things you have done. Let there be sorrow and sincere grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter and gloom instead of joy. Then when you realize your worthlessness before the Lord, he will lift you up, encourage, and help you. Amen.
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 Okay, all right. Next we have the sick and shut in. And Angela B.
Do we have any members that we need to report sick? I know we've been reporting Tony, Melsi, Brian, Uncle Dave, Marianne. Is there anyone else we would like to add?
Can you add Maxine?
Kelly William. Yaka Nooney.
You know I was going to go there. I'd like to add my sister-in-law, Vicki Huffman.
What's his name?
Vicki.
Vicki Huffman?
Huffman. Vicki.
Oh, Huffman. Okay.
Okay.
We can add Miss Joan, Margaret Jones. Miss Joan, my friend.
Okay, we ready? Lord, as we ask you to lift up these individuals in prayer, Tony, Malachi, Brian, Uncle Dave, Marianne, Maxine, Uncle Nooney, Vicki, Huffman, and Martha Jones, we just want you to be encouraged with them and walk with them. But Lord, the prayer that I want to say is, Lord, call me. Call me to find a place where you can heal my life of those things which empty my spirit. Call me to the rest and the comfort that you and you alone will give. Help me become transfigured and thereby change me, rid of my soul. Help me find that place in you and allow me to dwell there, if only for a brief season. Then, with faith, today and tomorrow. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Angela, I guess this is payback because you're doing birthdays, though. I had it all last week, so you got it this week. We have, William, Candace, and Brian. Are they all on the 12th?
Napoleon, the 13th.
Napoleon, long now we've been there. Thank you. Yeah.
Candace and Brian on the 12th, right?
When is William?
Yep. Correct.
Mm-hmm. We got Napoleon and William on the 13th.
Oh, them two on the 13th. Okay.
Candace on the 12th.
Okay.
Any other birthdays?
Any other?
About the rest of the week?
Checking my calendar here.
It's little Daniel. Next week?
Little Daniel.
Little Daniel. Right, 18th.
On the 18th. That'll be our next session.
That's 8 weeks from it.
Looking up, and And I also just want to encourage us to get back into the Word, back into the Word of God. That way we can build a better relationship with God. As kids, you know, we are taught to trust in our parents, and we are not supposed to waver in what our parents tell us, because we love them, we know they love us, and we know they have their best interest in for our needs. And with that being said, that same trust that we have in our parents, we should have that same trust in God. So in order for us to have that same trust in God, we got to build a better relationship with God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, next I have Candace. Okay, Auntie Dot.
I pass.
Okay. Okay, all right. Betty Vernon, on you.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I had to come back to Angela. I'm coming back to Angela. Angela, anything you want to share?
I do. I want to read a passage regarding the families of God. The family is the oldest human institution in the genesis of interaction between persons. The health of our communities and our nation is a reflection of the health of the family. But in the last half of the 20th century, an increasing number of families have become dysfunctional and broken, which has resulted in dysfunctional and broken communities and nations. Failure is the result of putting the cart before the horse, for families have been looking in the wrong directions for guidance. The Bible is the best source of guidance and wisdom for family life. In Deuteronomy 6:6-8, God instructs the father, who is the head of the family, to memorize the laws of God. It's a gold mine of wisdom for family living. In the New Testament, passages such as Ephesians 5:25-6:4 offer a wealth of wisdom. We're told that a husband should love his wife as Christ loved the church. Mm-hmm. Children are admonished to obey their parents in the Lord. The parents are told to bring children up in the training and instructions of the Lord. The health of our individual families is a reflection of the health of the family of God. In this passage in Hebrews, a wealth of guidance for how we interact as God's people. Keep on loving each other, entertain strangers. Marriage should be honored. Be content with what you have. Hebrews 13:1-5. The writer of Hebrews closes with encouragement for our families and for the family of God. May the God of peace equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. God's way is the best way for family and for the family of God to live. If we pay attention to God's command and follow them, our families will be healthier. The family of God will be healthier, and our communities and nation will be better places to live.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, before I go to Daddy Werner, Bruce, how's the any updates on the new location you want to share with the family tonight? Bruce, are you there?
Any updates on my new location? Well,
yeah, how's it going? How's it going?
Well, it's working out. It's working out. Actually, Norcross actually has two offices. So in the other office, they actually, I guess I could say, they fired 11 carriers. So I had to go to that other office where they fired 11 carriers. So, you know, in a way, it's a blessing because now I have even more work. So
amen.
I'm just praising God that everything will work out.
Amen.
Praise God. Okay. Okay, Miss Daddy Vernon, you want to go ahead and close us out with, what is it, Matthew? Or no, it's Psalm
23.
Okay. I'll be reading 23rd number Psalm.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hold on, they're cutting over. That prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemy. That anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, that brings us to a closer to our program tonight. Hope you all enjoyed the program on God Promises on When You Feel Dejected. As you all know, you can always depend on His Word.
Yeah, I want y'all to keep us in your prayers. We are leaving on Saturday, going to Florida, so pray for us and have a safe trip.
Okay, honeymooners.
Hey, when you coming to Atlanta?
Amen. Huh? When you coming
to
Atlanta?
We got to come to Atlanta to go to Florida, but we won't have time for our flight. The business. Okay, and there has been a couple of changes in the program for the next 3 weeks. Next week will be Victorious Foundators, and they will be doing God Promises on Filled Despair. And for December 25th, which is Christmas, will be an open session, as well as January 1st, 2012, will be an open session. So everyone, please scander around and find, I'm sure we have some good words we can share over the prayer line on God's behalf. So, love you all. Anybody else have anything else they want to say?
I want to repeat what you just said.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was that? Next week it'll be the Victorious Foundators, because we want Christmas week to be an open session. So next week, December the 18th, will be the Victorious Foundator on God Promises When You Feel Despair. And then for December 25th and January 1st will be both an open session.
Okay.
No topic. Just bring what you can.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Love everyone. Bless week.
All right. Good night.
Good night.